Experts in the field of memory care use several techniques intended to increase the quality of life for people diagnosed with dementia and Alzheimer's disease. Music is one modality that may stimulate positive interactions and help reduce stress. For WEKU, I'm Sherry Lawson. Every Thursday afternoon, residents at the memory care unit of a retirement community in Cincinnati gather to sing. The atmosphere is vivacious. 20 people are sitting in a circle, and almost everyone is singing to every song, led by professional piano player Lynn Miller and professional-level vocalist Claire Hingsbergen, who, full disclosure, is my daughter. Let Me Call You Sweetheart, Moon River, and Zippity Doodah, along with Hello Dolly, are a few of the tunes selected for this Songs by Heart program. '94-year-old Frida Garber's short-term memory is gone. Her daughter Ellen says her mom can recall zip codes and addresses.
It's interesting what the brain remembers and what it doesn't hold. How I see the program work, if mom hasn't had a great cognitive day, when she comes to Songs by Heart and Claire looks into her eyes and holds her hands and touches mom, she sings right back.
Happy little bluebirds fly beyond the rainbow. Why, oh, why can't
I? The Chicago-based Songs by Heart Foundation is a nonprofit started in 2015. The program is designed to help connect people who have memory loss to the joy of language and singing. Program vocalist Hingsbergen says her background as a performer and communication instructor at the University of Cincinnati is helpful. She's also had specific training to work with people living with dementia.
We have goals for each resident, and so it's not just standing up there and singing, it's the interaction, and so the training was extensive enough to make sure that I'm doing it appropriately.
You got a sweetheart here, Chick?
Of course,
Miss Sally, huh?
Hingsbergen recalls a story about a man who travels from Florida every 6 weeks to visit his mom. He was deeply touched by how his mom was affected by the program.
He said after the Songs by Heart session the next day, mom got up and she said, "I love you a bushel and a peck." And he said, "I just started crying because that was the first time in a long time something had carried over from day to day."
The first and only place in Ohio, Kentucky, or West Virginia carrying Songs by Heart is the Kenwood by Senior Star in Cincinnati. Artistic Administrator Emily Becker says there's been some research, the results mostly anecdotal, showing the benefits of the program. She says a new study with Northwestern University is being formed that's expected to report quantitative data about the program.
There's something about the interaction, which is what we do, that's different from other music programs, from other sing-alongs, is we touch the residents, we hold their hands, we encourage them to participate actively.
People with Alzheimer's disease often can recognize familiar tunes even though other cognitive functions are impaired, according to Dr. Olivia Yinger, music therapy professor at the University of Kentucky. She says using neuroimaging techniques, scientists are starting to understand why this is the case.
Basically, Alzheimer's disease causes parts of the brain to atrophy or shrink and lose cells. The areas of the brain that are involved with long-term musical memory are relatively well-preserved, even though other areas of the brain atrophy.
91-year-old Ed Ebright started playing the trumpet at age 9 and has always been musical, says his wife Barbara. Since being diagnosed with Alzheimer's about 5 years ago, Ed mostly sleeps, speaks less, and understands less, but he does know her. Barbara says the program really makes a difference in Ed's life and in hers.
It's a happy day. It's just, I'm going to cry. It really is. And he's so happy, and he loves music. And I'm always amazed at the ones that he knows the words to.
Oh, what a beautiful morning. Oh, what a beautiful day. I've got a...
Songs by Heart is now in nearly 50 locations around the country, including Chicago, Arizona, Florida, and Washington, D.C. 10 more cities are on a waiting list. For WEKU, I'm Sherry Lawson.